T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dig your cleats in. Get your peanuts, Cracker Jacks, and IPAs ready. This is the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
The pitch from Acevedo. A drive deep to right field. Down the line. The Mariners win this game 2-1. The dream lives. They're going to the playoffs. The drought is over. Cal Raleigh. Well, hey now. Hey now. Hey now.
Covering all things baseball, the big leagues, and the MLB to Portland.
Yeah. That's not going to happen.
Shut up.
And Rutschman will hit a fly ball here. Deep center field. And so long. Adley Rutschman with a moonshot to center field.
Now, here are your hosts, Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher. This is the Hot Corner on the Odyssey app and 1080. The Fan.
All right, welcome into the Hot Corner for a must be a Wednesday, but it's always a Wednesday around here. Patrick Harris, Joe Fisher with you. Let's go! One of two last shows here on Wednesdays, and on April 2nd, we will switch to Tuesdays from 7 to 9.
Burrito Wednesdays go to Taco Tuesdays.
Ooh, I love that. I love that.
Yeah. Burrito Wednesday.
Yeah, Patrick, he made a culinary choice tonight, which I'd said, like, hey, sometimes it has to happen.
It's got
to
happen.
But he went with the microwaved burrito for dinner tonight.
It had to happen.
Well, like the frozen style?
I believe so,
it
yeah.
had to happen.
I mean, there's good and bad ones of those. It depends. Depends on which one you get.
Is there a good one?
Yes. Costco sells a 4-pack of amazing chicken, cheese,
and
rice
burritos.
I'll
say it again in an even higher pitched voice. Is there a good one?
You gotta love when you change octaves.
Yeah, isn't an
that
El,
clearly says something?
Isn't an El Monterey queso and beans?
No. It's some like
queso e frijoles.
It's some like wannabe I'm healthy for you kind of thing.
Oh, like an Amy's or something like that?
No, it's I can't remember the. I'll look at it. It's
so
in the garbage.
It's like a turkey burger kind of thing.
I don't know.
That
wife,
sounds
the,
like
the wife does all the grocery shopping and she's.
Is there a healthy frozen burrito?
Yes.
Healthier frozen
oh,
burrito.
Gotcha.
It's like light cigarettes.
They're
healthier for you.
There's this app.
Although they can't say that.
Diet cigarettes.
These will kill you less.
Yeah, like Diet Coke is less worse for you. Therefore, yeah. It's better for you.
Just so happens a bunch of fat people drink Diet Coke.
Yeah, why is it always fat people drink Diet Coke?
Because it makes them fat.
Doesn't look like it's working there, Chief.
I just saw something like 4 days ago that said the aspartame or fake sweeteners in that diet soda. Yeah, they cause an increase in heart disease and diabetes by at least 20%, so good luck.
I remember I used to have this app on the old mobile device where you could scan the barcode of your products, your grocery products,
yeah,
and it would give it a grade,
yep.
Like a health
yep.
grade.
The wife does it. Yep, we're fully in on it.
Very humbling.
Very, very humbling.
When you think that you're like, oh, it's a vitamin water. It's got vitamins in the name.
Yeah, yeah. Sugar is a vitamin.
C minus, at best.
Now, the wife and I have done Whole 30 a couple times.
I remember you talking about this.
So the sticker shock
is... I remember this happening.
The sticker shock isn't as bad now when you use that app to figure out what's good and what's not.
Okay.
See, I am of the Charles Barkley College of Thought of I don't work out because I get tired and I don't lift weights because they're heavy. So if I want to, in theory, lose a bunch of weight without doing anything, well, then I'll just eat healthy food, right? That's clearly how it's done. Smoke light cigarettes, drink Diet Coke, and eat healthy food, and I'll lose 40 pounds in no time.
Make sure you just go for all that fat-free stuff, guys.
What, yeah.
Wasn't Charles Barkley on, like, Jenny Craig or something like that?
I don't know, but he looks good now. Huh? Yeah.
He made just fun saying. Of it. I remember him making
just
fun of it on
he
a...
he looks a lot better now than he
on
did.
On a broadcast. Atkins, was it, maybe?
Oh, probably. I mean, God, there's Atkins that, yeah, there's so many different diets. There, yeah, I think Atkins was the carbs thing, right?
Yeah, I think it was Atkins he made fun of.
There was one diet that the wife was looking at kind of following to help us eat a little healthier. And I was allowed to, I'm allowed to have Brussels sprouts, but I'm not allowed to have carrots. And I went, okay, time out. There's a diet that I'm not allowed to eat certain vegetables. I'm going to pass on that. I understand potatoes, the starch, the carbs, that I get. But carrots, I'm going to eat carrots whenever I want.
Are carrots on, like, the inflammation scale?
No, because they have carbs in them.
What the hell?
They have sugar. Are they kind of a sugary
Well, no,
because
you can eat fruit. Like, you can eat fruit, and fruit's got sugar, but it's natural sugar as opposed to, like, added garbage.
Patrick, you're eating like Tom Brady right now. Like, that dude avoids, like, mushrooms and tomatoes because they swell you up.
Well, maybe I look like Tom Brady, so what do you want?
looking at this burrito, Jordan, I'm going to say I disagree. This is not a TB12 burrito he has on the plate in here.
You think that Tom Brady wouldn't be caught dead eating something like that?
Don't think that's an Alex Guerrero's game diet plan here.
I also think Alex Guerrero's game plan is a little bit of, you know, just kind of
possibly
shoot some stuff up there.
Well, I don't think Tom Brady was like Rick Meyer in a preseason game eating hot dogs on the sidelines either.
You know, my mother looks at me and says, you know, you can have Tom Brady hair if you want, Patrick. I'll pay for it.
Can you?
And I'm like, I don't know.
You got to go to Turkey for that.
I don't know. I'm so bald that it might just be nice to just stay bald.
Tom Brady hair with the stash. I love it.
Maybe imagine if there was a diet that could give you hair growth.
I'd take a shot at it.
I'm trying to think like it'd have to like what's the worst diet possible? Like cuz you know guys would do that. Like if it was like, hey, you need to eat
it's Big Macs
horse
only.
Ass.
It's Big Macs only, but you can't get like chicken nugs. Can't get double, you can't get quarter pounders. It's Big Macs only.
Strictly Big Macs. The double.
And then whatever the worst sauce is at McDonald's.
The double
that's
down
the only
dogs.
One
you can only eat the double down dog. And God. That will give you, you can only eat the chizza from KFC. And that will give you hair growth.
Two pieces of fried chicken with bacon and cheese in the center. That's it. And your hair will come back.
Well, isn't that like the KFC, like chicken witch?
That's the double down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there you go.
The double down.
Thank you.
But they made a double down dog where the bun was the chicken breast.
And then the hot dogs in the center?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. You've never heard of this?
No. I can't believe they get away with that.
This is something I would say it's probably a 3 to 5 time thing a year where I Google the worst fast food creations ever invented because it just still boggles my mind what we have came up with. I will say the Philippines leading the front.
Yeah, I gotta go there.
And coming up with some of the most ridiculous fast food menu items of all time.
Well, do you know the highest paid research and development chef that's also known as R&D?
McDonald's?
Is Taco Bell.
I was gonna say, not McDonald's,
hell yeah,
because McDonald's does not change a whole lot on their menu because there are so many McDonald's in the U.S., that if they were to introduce a new item, they very well could change the supply chain in our agriculture structure.
Without a doubt.
That like 100%. I read something like if they tried to introduce something with blueberries, they would need all the blueberries.
Yeah. Taco Bell's R&D chef is the highest paid, and it's simply because he continues to create new menu items using the same five ingredients.
I know you had a hard taco like
do
this.
Do you want that flat?
But did you have
do you
a
want
hard
that
taco
in a wrap?
Like this?
Do you want that in a taco?
Crunchwrap Supreme blew people's minds.
Crunchwrap Supreme is top five fast food item ever designed. And I won't even hear any otherwise.
And that was designed during our lifetime. It's like technology.
That is a damn good piece of food.
The Crunchwrap?
Crunchwrap.
Have you ever made a Crunchwrap at home?
I've done it at a restaurant.
Dude, if you make your own Crunchwrap, that is like even better.
Because you can choose the meat.
I've done it at a restaurant.
It's kind of a pain in the ass and it's not good to go, as they used to say. It gets a little messy.
One time in the restaurant we made a chalupa. Okay. We took a burger patty, a kind of high-end burger patty, and we took the pita for the hummus and we deep fried that. and then put the burger in and then did the layers. We had some queso from nachos, some sour cream, some shredded lettuce, some tomatoes and everything. Yeah. I ate half of it, and about an hour later, I thought I was going to die. That thing sat at the opening of my stomach to my intestines, and I thought I was going to die.
Ultimate blowout.
It was
on
that,
one.
Heavy. I think I was supposed to go out drinking with people, and I was like, I'm going home. Ugh. I'm going home. I'm going home. I can't do this. I'm going to go home and sit on my toilet. I didn't even got to poo, but I'm just going to sit there in case it comes.
Bring me a tablet. Bring me an iPad or something.
I need help. And
bring
I
me some Pepto, some Beano, all the O's.
Oakley Doakley. Well, we do got a show for you tonight. Baseball has officially started, but kind of not really. So there's that to look into.
Which is annoying.
It's super annoying.
I'm annoyed.
I'm super annoyed as well. We'll get to the Seoul series in Korea coming up at about 7:45. Plus, we'll have Fair or Foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, as we always do. Plus, we'll continue our preview trip around the league, as in the 8 o'clock hour, we will get to the American League East. A little spicy, a little exciting.
My American League
Joe's
East.
American League East, and maybe my fantasy American League East right now, if you catch what I'm putting down. We'll get to that at 8 o'clock. Plus, we want to get into one of the free agent dominoes finally signed, and is Scott Boras bad for baseball? We're going to ask this question again. But first, let's start with, like, the strangest new news to hit anything. If I had a Shohei Ohtani bingo board, let me tell you what, I never had this square on it.
I think we need an interpreter for this segment.
Never had a square on this. We'll get to what the hell is going on with that. We'll do that next. This is the Hot Corner, Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
719 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. Fan Madness brought to you by George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law. That's going down tomorrow and Friday up at A&A. Danny and Dusty and the Primetime Boys on Friday. Danny and Dusty get bumped because of the Ducks.
Well, they'll be on for a half hour tomorrow.
For a half hour. Are they even going up there?
Yeah, no, they're going up there.
All right.
I think Danny is staying the night. Because he lives in the burg like me.
Oh, hell yeah.
Boy, that's a flex. That's a flex and a half.
Yeah.
Get that free bedroom.
Especially because I know Odyssey ain't paying for it.
Yeah, I don't know how that's working. But yeah, he's staying the night because he lives in the burg like me. So that's like, I don't know, an hour and a half drive.
Well, this is what happens when a team makes a tournament that nobody expected to. So yay, Ducks. That's awesome. But yeah. I think everybody made this deal thinking, Oregon's kind of
F. That's the truth. I was going to go up tomorrow. Some things superseded that. So I'll be up there on Friday, and I'll be hanging out with everybody as Danny and Dusty and Isaac and Suk will be doing their shows live from the Sportsbook at A&A. It's a great spot. Check it out. For more info on Fan Madness, go to 1080thefan.com. Again, sponsored by George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law. Dude, they're great. They do great stuff for us. So we're big fans.
I don't know if it's going to be as cool as this Taco Bell keynote that I'm watching.
That is the truth. I do want an SNL skit out of that right now. I'm going to text Lorne Michaels right now. Like we're
this
homies.
Is a Taco Bell SNL skit. I'm convinced. They live stream this. They're announcing new menu items like it's the new Tesla or something. Oh my God.
I'm telling you, dude, Taco Bell's got it down.
The Baja Blast pie.
Do you know?
The lady says, honestly, this is one of the best things I've ever tried. Do you not lie to us like that.
Do you know their meat's like only 60% meat?
Yes. Yeah. It comes in a bag and they like repurpose it.
That's more than I thought.
Repurpose it
with
water.
We're doing all right here.
As long as they get that 51% or they go the DePoto route, 54%.
All right. There are many people in the world that become very famous. There are many people in the world that don't speak the language that you speak. To do that, you need someone to interpret. Is there not a moment in this world where the most famous interpreter in the world would be Shohei Ohtani's interpreter?
I don't know any other interpreters by first name.
And I think that defaults that he is the most famous interpreter in the world.
I would say so, Bob.
Well, he said, hold my beer. I'd like to get more famous. Story broke today, maybe about 4 hours ago. The Dodgers have terminated the contract of Ipe, I can't say his last name, Mizuhara.
Sure. Close enough. Knocked it out of the park.
Because he is now tied to a ton of gambling debts to a Southern California bookmarking operation
named Mark
that is also under federal investigation. According to this story, he has been funneling millions of dollars from Shohei Ohtani to handle his gambling bet. My friends, I did not see this coming. I did not see this coming. Shohei went to Korea for the baseball series.
As there was interpreter.
Ipe. There was Ipe, his best friend, checking his phone going, I mean, I don't know. Did the Sharks lose to the Kings tonight? I don't know.
I'm trying to think of, yeah, what's the most ridiculous thing he'd be betted on? Well, the reports say it was international soccer matches. Not too ridiculous, considering they are, he grew up in Southern California. Ipe did.
Nice.
Yeah, he went to...
He became best friends with Shohei over the last, like, 2 years?
No, back when he was on the Nippon Ham Pigs or something like that, whatever the...
Sure.
Dude, it's something like that. It's Nippon Ham something rather. But he met him as he was an interpreter over there in Japan, and then came over with him when he signed his contract with the Angels. Boy, this story is ridiculous, because when you read the report, it says that his interpreter, Ipe, was the one that was in gambling debt, and he basically needed Shohei to pay it off. So Shohei wired the money to this guy, which is where the media caught wind of this and was like, hey, you've been sending money to this guy.
To a bookie.
An illegal bookie.
There are signs in every major league ballpark, in every locker room, because of wonderful Peter Rose, do not gamble on baseball.
And this was right out of Ohtani's account. This was not like anything in escrow. This was from Shohei Ohtani's personal account right to this bookmaker. So kind of leaves a lot of suspicion after some very, very, I would say, mysterious statements from this interpreter.
Well, it was wired directly from his account in, I believe, $500,000 installments. And after the media went to Shohei and his representatives and was like, care to comment on this? They're like, give us a few minutes.
Dodgers are like, you know, we really are not interested in speaking of this. Here are some quotes. Bauer, who is the guy that was taking the bets, his attorney told ESPN, Mr. Bauer never met or spoke with Shohei Ohtani. And then Ipe said, obviously he, meaning Shohei, wasn't happy about it and said he would help me out to make sure I never do this again. He decided to pay it off for me. I want everyone to know Shohei had zero involvement in betting. I want people to know I did not know this was illegal. I learned my lesson the hard way. I will never do sports betting again. Amigo, if you are in that much debt in sports gambling, that means you like doing it. And you are very aware of what you're doing. What's, I think, the scariest part about this And I know baseball, and honestly, I would believe the media would do this too. This is going to get swept away and moved along as fast as possible. We cannot have potentially the biggest superstar in the history of our sport, a true global icon in baseball, be connected with anything like this.
This isn't going away, because he came out and said that Ohtani helped him pay for these debts and wired the money over in a 90-minute interview with ESPN. And then he came out today and said, oh, he had no knowledge of any of this. Like, he's already backtracking on what he said. Quote, like, this is just the beginning, dude.
Well, the big thing that baseball is going to look into is this quote right here from Ipe. I never bet on baseball. That's 100%. I knew that rule. We have a meeting about that in spring training. Baseball's going to look into this.
Yeah, they said it was all international soccer matches.
Because let's remember this. What do I always say, guys? What's the number one thing I say on this show? And I'm looking at you, YouTube, right now. What's the number one thing I say on this show? Nobody hates baseball more than baseball.
It's true.
Baseball will go down this rabbit hole because they will want to string him up. If they could make a point and make Shohei fall for this, I think baseball would do it. To where in the NFL, it's like, oh man, guns, drugs, beating women? Eh, we'll throw that aside as long as you can suit up on Sunday.
Let me read this little excerpt for you real quick, all right?
I love excerpts.
After Ohtani agreed to pay the debts, Ipe said Ohtani logged onto his computer and sent the transfers while he watched in installments over a few months. They added loan to the installments to the description field. Obviously, he asked why Ohtani didn't just give him the money instead of paying it from his accounts. And as we would all be thinking, Ohtani didn't want Mizuhara to just take that money and gamble it away. However, Ipe recanted the statement the next day and said Ohtani had no knowledge of his gambling debts and did not transfer money to the bookmaker's associate. Ohtani spokesman also disavowed Ipe's account prior to it coming out and said that Ohtani's lawyers would issue a statement.
But that's the question. Like, so Ohtani knew about this at some point.
Apparently he didn't, though.
And he willingly paid the debt off. That is where I think he gets in sticky situation. It's that it's like, yeah, man, I agree this is wrong and I'm just trying to help my buddy out. But yo, man, the federales don't look at it like I'm trying to help my buddy out. Go ask Brett Kavanaugh how it's like you help your, or Jared Kushner, what it's like when you help your buddy out. Like, those guys might be in big, big trouble.
I'll go tinfoil hat, but I don't think I'm going very tinfoil hat here, because the facts, and if you really read in between the lines of these statements, the only real scenario here that seems to be happening is that either Shohei was betting himself, and this is a fall guy.
Without a doubt. That's the first place my brain goes
right?
to.
Right? Or Shohei found some kind of bad, like, stuff that was attempted to be covered up, and now because this bookmaker is being investigated by the U.S., everybody knows. But I don't feel like he's not that stupid, right? Like, but maybe he is. Because usually guys like this with $700 million contracts have way more people in front of them to handle this kind of stuff.
The season is just getting started, my friend. This is going to be a long, drawn-out
By the way, I did wake up, and I did watch Ohtani get a single. Well, I woke up randomly, not to watch the game. I woke up at 3:30 and was like, all right, the game's on. And I put it on my phone all half-cocked. And kind of watched Tyler Glass now looked okay last night. And I watched Ohtani get a single, and I watched him steal a base. And
well,
I
he bet on himself. So
later
get
an RBI. Yeah, I mean, like, you're out of the U.S. border, right? Why not bet on yourself? A little 2-for-3 action.
Didn't Pete Rose lie for 15 years that he did not
he's
bet on
still lying.
No, no, no. He admitted eventually. He's
yeah,
like,
yeah, he said
all
he
right.
never bet on the Reds or the Phillies. That's a lie.
But then he said, I did bet on baseball. Then he said, okay, I bet on my own team, but only to win.
Yeah, that's a lie. It's all a lie. We'll see how this unfolds. We'll see what's going on. But boy, baseball, can you just get out of your own way? They just can't.
So
they just can't.
There's three things that have possibly happened here. Fans throughout the is that Ipe got into debt, and Ohtani bailed him out. Ipe got into debt, and he stole the money from Ohtani.
Those are two plausible options.
Or eBay
made the bets for Ohtani.
And Ohtani is the guy who was placing the bets.
Let me ask you this question. And then we'll get out of here on this. If he's not betting on baseball, okay, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's give Ipe and Shohei the benefit of the doubt. They're not betting on baseball. Is it illegal for them to bet on international soccer?
I don't think as a
it's
professional.
It's not illegal.
You know what I mean?
As far as I know.
So in theory, that's why I wonder if this will get swept away. It's like, well, Ipe stole money and the Dodgers wanted nothing to do with him, so they fired him. He is a Dodgers employee, just like he was an Angels employee. So if the Dodgers want to say, look, we want nothing to do with this, that's their call. Even if he's the fall guy for Shohei, has anybody done anything wrong here? That's what I'd like to know. I'd like to find a lawyer and tell me about that. This is why I don't gamble, guys. It's like going to strip clubs. I don't want to lose money and get nothing in return. Except I'll be at Alien A tomorrow.
I was
going
to say, do you have that Alien A read ready to go by chance?
You just got to go to the right place at the right time,
just
baby.
Just a bit outside.
This is why I don't gamble. But if you want to gamble, come on up to Fan Madness.
All right, this will be something to watch for sure. But, you know, the series in Korea is going on right now. I'll call a little audible, a quick hot route Omaha here, and we'll stay right here. Dodgers and Padres in Korea. I did catch a little bit of the game yesterday. Thoughts, reactions, etc. But first, Schultzy with sports. Coming up here in about 15 minutes, we'll get to the Giants. Excuse me. Oh, Freudian slip. Apologies to all Giants fans out there for confusing you with your hated rival.
Ooh, buddy.
We probably got to get into this Giants spending spree and if it's going to pay out. Plus, at the 8 o'clock hour, we'll preview Joe's American League East. And that's going to be, I think that's going to be a nice hot topic for us to get into. As the division, I think, clearly has the top of the mountain. Where the rest falls is wildly debated. And so that could be fun. We'll do that at the 8 o'clock hour. But sticking, you know, kind of moving off this Shohei Ipe thing, but kind of still sticking with it, Dodgers and Padres are in Seoul, Korea right now.
Dumb.
Playing baseball. They do count. And games, first pitch is around 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. I did randomly wake up last night at 3:30 and did turn the game on my phone. Just kind of was lying in bed and kind of, I probably watched innings 2 through 6.
There's no way you watch that much.
Well, watch is a loose term.
I can't believe you even pulled that any of it off.
Yeah, I think I was up for about an hour and caught, yeah, maybe 2 through 6, maybe 3 through 7. I can't quite remember. But I got to watch Glasnow pitch and he was throwing. I watched Darvish pitch. He was throwing. Like, these guys were trying.
That's what pitchers do. They do indeed throw.
I thought, before we kind of destroy this whole thing, I did think it was pretty cool that the games looked like games that mattered. You know, I saw Tatis and Machado, like, on the rail in the dugout, like, rooting guys on. And Bogey knocked in an RBI for the first run of the season, and Padres go up 1-0, and the Padres dugout went kind of nuts for it. Like, it was cool to see that baseball was real. There was a lot of other things that weren't very rad. Every time Shohei came up, every pitch thrown to him, the camera instantly cut to his wife. And let me tell you how much I could care less about pro sports wives. I understand the Kelce Swift thing. That's different. But, like, he hit a ball to the upper deck, foul, down the first base line, down the right field line. That was way foul. It did go out at 119 miles an hour. But it cut to his wife and her reaction, and she looked like she had never watched a baseball game in her life.
What's the big deal?
I was like, what are we doing here?
What's the deal with her wife? Why were they showing her so much?
I don't know. They're just cutting to her.
Because it was in the news recently. He's a very, very normally private dude, but what, a week ago he announced, hey, this is my wife. I've married her in a private ceremony. Now that the world knows who she is, we're all about it.
My gambling fall guy was my best man. I mean, my interpreter was my best man. And so there was a little strange there. But, you know, I was listening to Carl Ravitch and Eduardo Perez on the call, and they interviewed Manfred and all this kind of stuff, and it felt very much like kind of like an opening day, if I'm being real. It really did.
Well, good for them. I'm glad that another country That's not America.
And Joe poops on this in 3, 2,
got to experience 1. Opening day and not us.
The world tour, dude.
Honestly, I mean, like, I have no idea, like, why?
You know what? You know what? Manfred spoke, and Jordan, I should have reached out to you and had you pull the audio, but
why?
Manfred spoke, and I actually thought he did this decently. He spoke and said, look, our game is huge in the Asian market. That's why we're here in Korea.
Play a series in July.
He said, that's why we're here in Korea. And then when we go to places like Mexico, we want games in Mexico because that's where we're building. Things are growing in Mexico. And then we do games in London because the English community is being introduced to baseball. I thought it was decently smart.
Well, I just don't get why it has to be the first games of the season.
That I agree. And why there's still another week off before other games start.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
It's a little bit of a baseball blue balls.
Yeah, why do two teams start like this season way? It's just no spring training for them.
Why is it in Japan?
You want to know why? There's two reasons. One, travel.
Okay.
Travel's a big thing. Let's not forget. Flying 18 hours to Korea is a big deal to come back and then do other things. Number two, Shohei Ohtani. That's it. At least give baseball a little bit of credit here. Baseball is finally saying, like, hey, we got somebody. We got a horse. Let's ride him. They're finally doing it. They've never done it in the past. They've never said, hey, we got maybe the best player we've ever seen since Mickey Mantle or Willie Mays. Let's put him on a New Balance commercial that only airs after dark around the same time as the Hot Corner promos air. You know, like baseball did that for centuries. And now they're finally saying, okay, we got a cash cow, let's ride.
All right, well,
I give them credit for that.
I do forget that the Mariners and Athletics, they opened the regular season in a series in Tokyo in 2019.
That was Ichiro's final game as a Major League Baseball player, absolutely. Okay. He got like a curtain call. Nice, I think, home run saving catch in left field. Yeah. He almost got a hit. And see, you understood that that was literally to send Ichiro off in a very grandiose way. Mm-hmm. And I guess this is to introduce Ohtani in the same manner in a very grandiose way to the rest of the world.
And baseball's in a race with the NBA right now. Baseball's in a race with the NBA to be the most global, to be the number one global sport outside of soccer because Americans, for some stupid reason, won't get behind soccer. But baseball and basketball, they're trying.
Damn.
I mean, the best players in the NBA are all from Europe.
Yeah.
The most ready-to-go guys in NBA are all from Europe.
The tickets to the South Korea game reportedly sold out within an hour.
Yeah, dude. That's what's going on.
You think that maybe this would be more successful with like 5 or 6 of these a year? And I'm not trying to say like, let's send every team off for like 3 weeks out of the year. But no, like, let's pick, you know what, 6 teams. Let's try to do this and spread it out a little bit. So instead of just looking forward to this once every 2 years, you're doing it multiple times every season. It's kind of where the NBA's at, I
agree. I think the worry is just travel.
I'm just reading
this. It's just going to Asia and coming back. I mean, I went to Europe and came back, and I was wiped for 2 days.
Yeah, you'd have to, like, factor in, like, an extra off day for those teams.
Yeah,
That's tough.
So then what happens? Then you got to play 7-7, or, you know, you're doing 10 and 12 days, and
I mean,
it's an unfair advantage.
You can extend the season by like 3 days. I don't know. So, there's ways to do it.
MLB's vice president of global events, Jeremiah Yolcutt, he says that the hope is it is used as a jumping off point for not just drawing attention to the games, but forming connections with the local fan base.
Yep.
So they continue following MLB. We just need more and more of an appetite. We can do that in this country. So it continues to be a market that's burgeoning. It can lead to more merchandise sales, business sales, and watching our games on different platforms. Is this just because, like, man, I think we've kind of tapped out this American market?
Yeah, that's what it is, dude. It's
clearly
where else
nobody's going to care about this more than Artie, who is.
Dude,
so.
Chan Ho Park threw out the first pitch last night, all right? Like, we're milking this. This is like Disney Star Wars level. We're going to milk Ohtani and the Asian market as hard as we can. The cool thing about baseball, and that's the difference between baseball and the NBA, is baseball doesn't have to rely on the dirty, dirty side of Asia that basketball has to rely on. Can't say anything about Hong Kong. Can't say anything about Taiwan. Can't do anything like that. Can't be against the Chinese. And baseball's just like, yeah, we don't have an opinion. We're just here to play ball.
Yeah, I don't think baseball's doing this right, though, especially when you compare them with the NBA. Yeah, the international outreach, I guess they're, in the last decade and a half, they're starting to get more stars that are marketable that they can do that with. But, like, the NBA was doing this so long ago with so many other players. Mm-hmm. And, frankly, just the way that it's set up with MLB kind of trying to copy that, I just... I see it, but like there's a lot of different things that the NBA does as opposed to MLB. And I'm just, you obviously double the length of the season, but like this works, but it doesn't. I don't know. It's like I like it, but then I don't at the same time.
Vancouver 4 text line 503-864-6326. Treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit VancouverFord.com. That's the text line. Don't worry. Tonight's game, when I watch at 3 a.m., will be a tight pants session from Eduardo and Ravitch. That's the truth. They will do everything in their power to not talk about Ipe and not talk about the Shohei thing. We're just here to talk about baseball. Like, hey, guilty as charged, okay? There's a text below that talks about Trevor Bauer and... You know, Schultzy, I know you're newer to this program, and Joe, you've been in this program for a while. You know, like, I don't really love talking about that stuff. I'm here to talk about baseball. I'm here to talk about what I see on the field. I'm here to talk about free agents and signings and exploring the game. When it's things that start to hurt the game, potentially, then we'll talk about it. But this, I don't know. I'm kind of in. I'm not anti.
I wanted MLB like 30 years ago to do what the NBA did and start doing like boys and girls clubs in inner cities. Like really go deep into this country and outreach, kind of like baseball did in like Dominican Republic, Venezuela, putting these academies down there. Essentially, for them, it's a training ground for young, cheap players. But hey, guess what the NBA did? They took advantage of that here at home and they won. Now they're able to take it to an international stage at a much higher level, I believe.
Yeah, and I'd really love to see like Randy Arozarena against the Dodgers in Mexico City. Like, I would die to see that.
Random note about that whole Shohei story. You know who else got in trouble with this illegal bookmaker? Yasiel Puig.
Oh.
Yeah, he was linked to this guy, too.
Well, he owed a lot of people money. I mean, just getting himself out of Cuba, he had to follow that his entire major league career. That's wild. All right, when we come back, let's get out of here. We're up against it. The San Francisco Giants sign another giant free agent. Is their spending reckless? Is this going to translate to the field? Does this change your opinion on how you feel about the Giants going forward, especially looking at the Dodgers and the Padres, who both looked pretty good last night? That's next. Hot Corner, 10 of the Fan. All right, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll continue our tour of divisions as we get ready for opening day, which is just 2 weeks away.
No, it was yesterday.
Oh, that's true. It was yesterday.
South Korea is deep in the pockets of MLB.
Although I do believe in Ozzie Smith proclaiming that a national holiday should be opening day. We should all get the day off work, and we should all be able to either go to games or watch them on the boob tube. That'd be excellent. Yeah, you know, just don't have a job like me, and then you can watch whatever the hell you want.
No, there needs to be a list. Like, day after Super Bowl Sunday, everybody gets it off.
Well, if you have 2 weeks in between the Super Bowl, why not put it on Saturday?
That's also a... Well, because Sunday is the day that the NFL owns.
Don't care, they'll figure it out.
We are so close, though. I'm pretty sure that the calendar would work out if they add one more game to the NFL schedule that...
It'll be President's Day.
Yeah, it'll fall on the weekend.
Which will be
President's
excellent.
Day,
let's
and
just
it's
do
like
it.
Perfect.
And let's celebrate America, all right? Football, Taylor Swift,
Grover
and George
Cleveland.
Washington.
Oh.
Let's effing go.
That baseball opening day, and then Election Day. Everybody should get every
Dude,
one of those.
Grover Cleveland is a two-time president and was not back-to-back.
That's right. Uh-oh. That happened before?
That has happened before.
Yes, it has.
We're screwed.
That has happened before.
Oh, dear God.
As old Lou, skipper of Major League, we won a game yesterday. We win one tomorrow. That's two in a row. That's called a winning streak. It has happened before.
Dude, good for Grover Cleveland.
Yeah, dude. Won, lost, then he won again.
Didn't that happen to Hitler, too?
No.
What? No,
yes.
Hitler.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
I did not study my history.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Only the greatest leaders lose every once in a while.
Right. Jeez.
All right, so we'll have the American League East for you to talk about at the 8 o'clock hour, but I want to slide this in real quick. The Giants signed Blake Snell to a ridiculous incentive-laden three-year deal that's basically a one-year deal.
Called it.
Called it. Joe over here called it. I'll give you mad props for that. And that leads me
Pretty
to...
Pretty sure he was the betting favorite anyway.
These are the new additions for the San Francisco Giants this year. And money spent. Jordan Hicks, Blake Snell, Matt Chapman, Jorge Soler, Jung Ho Lee, and do not forget They also have Robbie Ray.
Ah, yes. Ah, yes.
They spent money on all these guys. They've basically, not to mention Bob Melvin. Is this something that will benefit the Dodgers, or are we in big trouble, or the Giants? Why do I keep doing that? Why do I keep doing that?
I'd be careful walking out to the car tonight. You're going to have a gang of Giants fans just waiting for you outside. You're going to have Andy Johnson. He's going to be here.
Yeah, Buck.
Tonight. Yeah. Buck, yeah, slashing your tires. It was nice knowing you, dude.
If it makes you guys feel any better, my computer completely shut down. Because
yeah, that's they're they hacking into the system already.
I do think maybe just because they're spending so much money, like the Dodgers or the Yankees. You could call them the Yankees, and I don't
see,
why.
He said Dodgers, too. Oh, and you don't say anything about that, huh?
Dear God.
No, I said like the Dodgers or the Yankees.
You are correct. I'm wrong.
Whatever. I'm saying that you've got an out because they're spending more money. They're literally pulling in New York and signing like four or five of the best free agents and just giving out money. That's like such a New York or LA thing to do.
Blake Snell, Logan Webb is a really nice 1-2 punch.
Yep.
I am not John Heyman. John Heyman said it's the best 1-2 punch in baseball, and boy, I am going to heavily disagree with that.
No.
But it is a nice 1-2 punch. With that, and then you start looking around, Jorge Soler, Jung Ho Lee, we don't know what he's going to be like. Speaking of Korean baseball, we don't know what he's going to be like. Although I am kind of high on him. I do have him in a fantasy league that I got good value on him for. do you think the Snell thing really changes our opinion on the Giants as we talked about them maybe 2-3 weeks ago?
Well, I had the Giants finishing second in this division already.
So you love that.
So this just makes it even better, baby.
Dollars.
Let's go. But yeah,
legal gambling, not illegal gambling.
Yes, legal, completely legal, unless I have my interpreter do it for me. I mean, this does change things, yeah, because I was saying that they needed a second arm, and quite frankly, this is basically like another ace on the team outside of Webb because he had some younger guys that you were having to rely on the starting pitching staff.
Could you argue that Blake Snell right now, today, is a better pitcher than Logan Webb?
I think you can argue it.
I love Logan Webb. I love him. I think long term he's great.
Reigning Cy Young champion, 2-time Cy Young winner.
Would have been World Series MVP had Kevin Cash pulled him. Like
he's top 10 pitchers.
You've got a 1-2 punch there in San Francisco.
Yes. I mean, that's huge. And then you're going up against, again, as we mentioned, the Dodgers who are spending like crazy, who right now, I mean, outside of the gambling mess, they kind of have some questions on the bottom half of their starting lineup.
You know how much I've talked about this. The bottom half of the lineup, the bottom half of the pitching staff, starters, relievers, et cetera.
And then you have the Diamondbacks, who just had a great year last year out of nowhere. I think this gives you, if you're a Giants fan, you can breathe a little easier now with your pitching staff.
And the Padres are largely unchanged, except for their missing Blake Snell, the reigning Cy Young candidate.
There you go.
And now, this doesn't put them over Los Angeles in the division, but I think it guarantees them a wild card spot in the National League for sure.
I think it pushes them. I mean, I think we don't know what the Central is going to look like. You know, we previewed that a couple weeks ago. And the East could be a bloodbath. We assume Atlanta, Philly, that leaves another couple wild card spots open. Yeah, I think you're right, Schultzy. I think this gives San Francisco kind of an inside track to be in the playoffs. And you got Bob Melvin. I know Bob Melvin didn't work out in San Diego, but it sounds like San Diego's got bigger problems than Bob Melvin. First of all, you got four shortstops. And the three guys you know aren't the ones playing shortstop.
That was a San Diego issue, not a Bob Melvin.
Yeah, that's the weirdest thing. I'm with you guys. I do think this does move a little bit for San Francisco. And we'll see how it plays out. Apparently, Snell, in his offseason, apparently he looks really sharp. That even though he's not been in the Cactus League or the Grapefruit League, but he's kept with his stuff and he's going to be ready to go when the season gets underway. I assume Logan Webb will be the opening day starter, but hell, who knows? Snell might pitch game too.
I would like to know what the percentage was before this move was made, but Giants now with a 46% chance to make the playoffs, right behind the Diamondbacks at 47.9%.
You got to bet on that. You got to
right
bet. You got to love that.
Tails.
You got to love that, Joe. As you who picked them to finish second in the division, you got to love that. That's a great chance. All right, coming up, we got a loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. We will dive into the American League East, maybe the most controversial division in all of baseball leading into this year, depending on who you're a team of. Spoiler alert, if you're a Red Sox fan, I would not listen to this show. I have never in my entire life told somebody
over the last few years.
I have never told somebody in my entire life to not listen to this show. If you are a Red Sox fan, this is going to be tough. If you want to know the rest of it's going to go, we'll do that next. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris, 1080 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.